Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 with hand and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be real.
I'm John Batchelor with Jeff Bliss, who is Pacific Watch. And Jeff reported weeks ago in a beach from Southern California, Los Angeles County, he could see a line of container ships off in the distance, lined up to deliver goods to the port of Long Beach. Now I read that the same story is going on in the port of Oakland, the port of San Francisco Bay. Jeff, the container ships, do they actually stretch from Long Beach all the way to Oakland? Is that possible? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. It sure feels that way. When you look out, it's in Southern California, across the Catalina Channel, which is between L.A. Orange County, across the Pacific there, about 20-plus miles to Catalina Island, you usually see nothing but ocean, maybe a few sailboats out there. But it seems like in the past few months, there's just been a constant line of shipping traffic coming in there. Usually you have 20, 30, sometimes 40 ships laying at anchor waiting to get into the port of Long Beach, but they're waiting on ships to unload. It's crazy. I've never seen it like this in all my years here. And when you fly over it in a plane, you can see the same thing is happening on the northern approach to the harbor. They've got a long chain of ships just laid out.
The ships are filled with goods for Californians and other people, but Californians are great consumers. I have an explanation for it. You brought my attention to the fact that the governor, your government, is buying people's sympathy, especially about vaccination. They're paying money to get for people to get vaccinated, cash prizes called Vax for the Win program. Is it working, Jeff?
It certainly has a lot of people talking about it. I don't know if it's driven up the numbers of people getting their first or second shots, but it's definitely being talked about. It's $116 million just from the Vax for the Win program, including a $1.5 million vaccine lottery prize for, you know, singular people, all kinds of gift card giveaways. And then on top of that, you have other interests who are hooked up with COVID grants and such that are giving away gift cards, even season tickets to the LA Kings hockey season. So it's, you know, it seems everywhere you turn, there's a new lottery or contest or, you know, sweepstakes prize based on vaccines.
Jeff, it occurs to me that they might not have records and someone could go around collecting $50 gift cards to get vaccinated, so 30 or 40 times in a day. Is there any indication right now that they're over-vaccinating and they don't have evidence of people having been vaccinated already who they give $50 to?
There's no record of that yet. However, we did have a number of people complaining saying, wait a minute, I follow the rules, and because I follow the rules, I'm not eligible for a prize. So they've been trying to find other ways to, you know, get a bonus out there for people who already got their shots. And one of them has been, look, you can't win if you've already received a vaccine. But if you refer somebody who hasn't had one yet, we'll enter you in a sweepstakes or give you a gift card, something like that. So they're trying to cover all the bases, but you know how it is. You can't make everybody happy.
I wonder if you get vaccinated enough, you turn into some kind of unusual creature. But in any event, let us go to a story that is endless because it was before the pandemic. It's after the pandemic. That's the homeless and life on the streets in California. We start with Los Angeles, Echo Park. Weeks ago, Jeff, you reported that Echo Park was overrun with troubles, homeless troubles, and that the neighborhood was alarmed and they shut Echo Park down. What's happened since then?
That's right. So there were so many complaints and the crime got so bad that the LA Police Department, LAPD, marched in there and rousted everybody, threw out the homeless, and they shut off, they closed off the park for a couple months while they cleaned it up. They had to do more than $1 million worth of repairs to the park. It's a beautiful park, by the way, in one of the great parts of LA. And they not only had to do those repairs, but they also had to cart away more than 35 tons of trash and other kinds of refuse. And it was, so it was really remarkable. Also, what was remarkable is they saw the crime rate go down during that time by huge, huge numbers, by double digits, sometimes more in some instances, some types of categories. And people were very happy saying, hey, wait a minute, you're reopening the park now. You're returning it to this neighborhood. And so they're vowing to keep it clean and keep it free from homeless encampments. But you do have a lot of the advocates and people in the homeless industrial complex saying, oh, no, we're going to do what we want. And they have a right to live where they want.
We go to San Francisco. San Francisco has twin problems here. They have a homeless problem. They have a drug problem. Supervisors are criticizing San Francisco for failing to provide drug treatment. At the same time, San Francisco is seizing fentanyl, and the seizures are skyrocketing. It would appear that San Francisco can't please anybody, Jeff. They have homeless on the streets that they're not moving to rid themselves of. The homeless use drugs, and the drug problem needs drug treatment. San Francisco is in a quandary here, and I don't think they have a way to solve this. Let's start with the fentanyl. Why is there fentanyl skyrocketing in San Francisco? Is it the season for it? Is it coming in on those container ships?
Fentanyl is coming in on ships. It's also coming up across the southern border. The thing about fentanyl is it's so cheap to make, and it's so easy to smuggle because it doesn't take that much fentanyl to make an incredibly large number of doses, very lethal doses often, for hundreds of thousands of people. What might have taken, half of a container ship in terms of how many people you're going to get high can basically come in the size of less than a shoebox. That's how really fentanyl's even more powerful than that. So it's cheap. It's easy to make. It's coming in from China, coming over the Mexico border. Some of the cartels are involved with it now as well because it's a cheap alternative to other drugs. It's just so easy to get here. And there's such a demand for it because, it falls into that whole opioid, addiction and the crisis that goes along with it. So they're dealing with that in San Francisco and other major cities. You talk about it in Portland. You're talking about Seattle, L.A. It really is everywhere. It's rampant. And it's going to continue being that way because we can't turn it off at the spigot at where it's created, supposedly. And we also can't seem to deal with it once it's on the streets because we're not taking care of the people who are addicts. And we're not taking out the people who produce it.
Jeff, is the homeless story on TV, in the news every day in Southern California, where you are, in Los Angeles, do they talk about it on TV?
They do talk about it in one way or another. It's usually not about how are we going to solve it. Here's our plans. This is our vision for it. It's usually we have these problems associated with it, whether it's at Venice Beach, like you and I have talked about, the rising crime there, or the fires that are created around homeless encampments, or the crime that occurs because people may be homeless and mentally unstable or drug addicted. Those are all things that are connected to the homeless story that are talked about every day. But there's not much said about how are they going to fix it. Occasionally they'll throw in a story about, hey, we're going to, we're going to lease 10 apartments here to the, so the homeless can have a place to live, or we're going to build some affordable housing. But it's just these little stopgap Band-Aid measures that really don't change anything.
Are the homeless still in central Los Angeles? You've sent me videos over the years of people camped along the sidewalks. Is that still in place?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was just looking at a series of encampments in the Los Angeles downtown area yesterday, and it seemed like since the past month that I'd been there or seen it, it had even grown more, which I didn't think it could. But it's one of those things, every time you think this is the worst it could be, you come back and look at it a few days, weeks, or months later, and it seems exponentially worse. It's just, it's growing at a rate that nobody would believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes.
So as the pandemic lifts, as Californians go back outside, as everybody's doubly vaccinated, the homeless appear to be more than ever? Is that what you're reporting?
I would say yes. I think that seems to be the consensus among the experts. Part of that is they feel that a number of people who were on the verge of homelessness. Pandemic, you know, helped push them along into absolute homelessness, and that the people who were homeless now, or they have these camps are so big that they're starting to make themselves visible, or they're having to move and create new camps. So it does appear that the numbers have increased since the beginning of the pandemic.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.